I hear on the grapevine that you guys are you're heading north with us Paquitos. We're not going to get those land grants. McGinn will get them.
I'm confident in my ability to defend myself. They're a nasty murdering sort. I expect maybe your friends out on the trail maybe came across them if they were south too.
They were headed south when I sent them packing.
Make a presence roll to see whether you look like a twat.
I get 3 successes, fuck you.
Picker says, I can see your logic. I can understand where you're coming from. All I can do, which I will do, is request Mr. Chisholm gives you 5 minutes of his time to consider the Yonada Springs case from both angles.
I said no, you can't play a ninja. This is an old West game, and they didn't have ninjas.
But the year is 1869, and there are historical records indicating there were ninjas.
In fucking Japan, not in the old West.
I'm Dave. I am the GM and co-designer of Tales of the Old West.
I am the other co-designer of Tales of the Old West, and my name is Matthew. I'm also playing in this actual play, Marion Freeman.
I'm Tony. I'm playing Jimmy Harlston.
Okay, the following day comes.
There's all sorts of things I would do, of course, like have a fine meal.
Yeah.
I think we can... A few more drinks.
You can hand wave that. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into a bar fight, shoot somebody...
No.
No.
Spend the night in the cells.
Have you noticed the way we're playing this game?
I'm just shocked, actually, at how kind of, you know, non-violent and nice you're trying to be. It's shocking, really. No, seeing as you.
Well, that's a bit rich.
I'm not denying that I'm entirely the same. Okay.
No, we're not the same. We're not the same at all.
We're not the same. No,
that's
Dave.
The point.
I'm not worse than you.
Well, in a character, you know, by your character in Toto, you are. Your Toto character is considerably worse than our Toto characters.
That's true. But on your stand, as in, but in terms of your general approach to role playing,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was saying. I wasn't saying that Brady Anaheim was a good character, because he is definitely not. He is an evil, murdering bastard. And he's great fun to play. Okay, next day comes around.
Were we expecting our herd today?
Probably not, day after. Okay. Probably.
Right then, we shall wait at the hotel for...
Okay. Just after midday, you see...
I'll tell you what, what I will do actually in the morning, given that it's coming midday, in the morning I'll go down to the corral and kind of try and get a choice spot for our horses when they come in.
Okay, yeah, I think you can do that. That's fine. You're kind of ahead of the...
Yeah.
The head of, you know, the market itself isn't for 3 or 4 days, so no herds are really here yet.
Mm. So I have to come in tomorrow, and I want to make sure that they get a choice spot.
Prime slot.
Yeah, I think we can do that. That's absolutely fine. Yep.
Do you want me to roll for it, or don't make me roll for it?
If you're hoping for any kind of bonus mechanically, then I'll make you roll for it. I don't think it will give you a mechanical bonus, but I think yes, you could get your horses in a good spot in the corral.
I never give a mechanical bonus.
Yeah.
If I had faith, I might have done better.
Yeah. Okay. So having done that, after lunch. You see, you can see Picker coming down here, and he comes in and he says at reception, I'm looking for Mr. Harlston and Mr. Freeman. Now, are you just waiting in the bar? So you see him and you don't say that.
So we
draw his attention.
Yeah.
Right. Mr. Picker.
And he walks over, he's taking his hat off coming in. He says, I've spoken to Mr. Chisholm, I've given him. McGinn's package, and he's agreed to see you at 3 o'clock. If you would if you'd come to the Emperor at 3 o'clock or just before 3 o'clock, I'll show you up to his rooms, and you can. You'll only have to spare you 5 minutes, but he's agreed to talk to you.
Did he explore the contents of that package in your presence?
No.
When we shall be there at the appointed time.
Excellent. I shall see you then. And he leaves. He's looking a bit nervous.
Well,
he's.
So I'm noticing he's looking a bit nervous as he walks out. I say, Mr. Picker, why are you looking so nervous?
It's Mr. Chisholm's an intimidating man. I mean,
you agreed to put our name forward, but you didn't actually have to follow up on that.
No, I didn't have to do that. I'm a man of my word. I'd like to think of myself as an honest man making a living in the world. So I thought, yeah, why the fuck not?
Well, given that you'd like to be thought of like that, you've gone up a little in my estimation.
He goes, whoopee. Is his hat on the water?
Yeah, did you see my presence roll at the fucking sheriff's?
Because the sheriff thinks you're fucking God's gift. Yeah, you're the bee's knees to the sheriff. He didn't see that role, though. Okay, so you've got sort of 2.5 hours before you need to present yourself at the Emperor.
Chisholm's men run scared of him.
Yes.
So the vision I have for Chisholm is, what was the actor's name? It's not Lee Marvin. He looks a bit like him though. In Young Guns 2, the guy who played Chisholm in that.
You're not going to Google it.
I won't.
Not in this
time.
Not in there.
Can't remember the actor's name. It says I've got 3G.
Yeah, it's lying. It's lying, isn't it?
3G, but no actual data. Not except upstairs at about 7:30 this morning, where I managed to read most of the paper that I've just bought. Online.
What, the actual physical paper?
No.
Yeah, you don't actually need the internet to read that, because it's all printed on there.
No, but really bought that to put it on the fire in the hope of having a fire at some point today.
I might have, looked to the football results, but I've managed to read the football results this morning.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. Anyway, when I go upstairs, I'll look it up and see if I can find it. But he was very good. He's an actor. You'll recognise him straight away. I just can't think of his name.
There's an English actor. So that him in one film.
Doesn't really help.
Very good.
No, not really.
What I'm saying is that there's no point in us going to question his people and find out anything about his motivations. Good thing. Because if Picker, who can shoot two men dead in the desert, who ambush him, is scared of him, then these other men are as well.
So should we just go and execute Chisholm then and free everyone of his tyranny?
Well, I think in the great scope of things, that should be our campaign, yeah. But we've got to get close to him first.
Yeah, we've just got an invitation to be in the same room as him.
His most trusted gunmen.
No. We're suddenly moving from we talk everything out into let's execute Chisholm.
Yeah, I don't mean it. Not really.
Yeah, we lie and cheat. No, I am just trying to sort of make a peace away.
We might as well leave the fire for now. We'll try it after because we're quite close, probably close to the end final scene of this. So far we could not open the page because the server stopped responding. That's funny. What? Okay. Okay, so are you just going to present yourselves at 5 to 3 then or something?
Yes, I think so. Let's just go and
nothing
see.
We can, I don't think there's any advantage we can have.
Yeah, okay. Picker is waiting outside the Emperor Hotel for you. And he invites you in. takes you upstairs. As he does so, another man kind of falls in behind you. you don't recognise, but you know, like a Chisholm bodyguard, heavy, I guess. Yeah. And you go upstairs. And it's quite plush, this place. You know, upstairs is even nicer than downstairs. It's even got carpets and
carpets.
Yeah, it's very nicely done. And then
What is this strange, like, soft thing on the floor? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I've
never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it's nicely done. And it takes you up to this to the end of the corridor where there's a number of doors, and it takes you through one door which opens into a suite of rooms. And the first room is like an office, and you can see that there's doors off into other parts of the suite. But sat behind the desk is a man. You've probably never seen Chisholm, but you've probably seen pictures in the newspapers or something. And this man is, you suspect is Chisholm. He's probably in his 50s. Looks pretty grizzled, looks very self-confident. Very well attired, but in a kind of more cowboy way. He's not dressed up as a dandy. He's obviously wearing a gun, and there's a pistol sat on the desk in front of him. There is a package sat on the desk in front of him.
Opened?
No, unopened.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, Picker steps in and invites you in, and there's a couple of chairs in front of the desk for you to sit in, and he invites you to sit down. The heavy walks around sort of by the side of one side of the desk. And as Picker is about to leave, Chisholm says, Cody, you could stay. Come and stand over here in the other corner. And he closes the door. On the desk is an array of glasses and drinks, whiskey and water and stuff, and milk. And he says, gentlemen, Mr. Picker has explained a little bit about why your request to have an audience with me. Help yourselves to whatever you wish.
Thanks.
Thank you for your generosity.
He helps himself to a whiskey.
Have you got any Coke? I'll take.
Not till 1890.
Only between my. Sorry. What? Because I'm cold, because our fire doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll take a whiskey. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Chisholm, for seeing us. Appreciate it. You're a busy man. We'll get to the point.
I don't have... I've agreed to see you on a bit of a whim. My initial reaction was to discard out of hand your request, seeing I don't know you, I don't know of you, but... Mr. Picker's verbal account of his investigations and activities in your Nada Springs, and this intriguing package which is on the desk, been sent from people you know down there, has piqued my interest somewhat in what would normally be a matter that is so far beneath my notice, really, that I certainly wouldn't normally bother talking to small-time businessmen like you unless I had a good reason.
Let us keep the story short, then. Your man, Mr. Picker, we met him and his partner when they came to Ginada Spring looking for cattle that was stolen from your herd. Now, as it turns out, we came across those cattle, sadly without Mr. Picker there to help us. They were being traded with Comancheros. People got shot. Long story short.
Traded to whom? Who? Tell me who you think.
Who do we think? Say.
Bought my cattle.
Well, the fact is, Mr. Picker, long story short, I think the McGinns are involved. The McGinns are definitely involved in the people that were there at the trade that was going on. When we shot one of them, the Revenge was supported by the McGinns. Now, when I say we, I don't mean young Jimmy here. I mean his older brother William, who was then shot by a gunman associated with McGinns.
So you are no friends of the McGinn family, I can tell.
I have no proof. I mean, we got to get along with them. We all live in the same town. But
to be fair, relations with them have improved since, in some ways.
Just because one of them turns up at your brother's funeral don't mean no relations have improved, particularly given what we have heard about these fellas here trying to make a separate arrangement with you without telling anybody else. Now, Mr. Picker asked to come with us for safety. And of course, you know,
wise decision when traveling the trails. Yeah. It's not good to travel alone, even if you are as
but what we didn't know
self-reliant as Mr. Picker is.
I don't know whether Mr. Picker felt this in his guts or actually knew about it, but there were four people on his trail. People who knew about the deal that McGinn was trying to start, and they want to make sure it didn't happen. Now,
so I don't know what this deal is.
No, neither do I.
This package here, I assume, will enlighten me.
No, neither do we. It's just our concern is that with the land grants being awarded soon, and obviously clearly you being a very influential man, we're concerned that any deal might give the McGinn family a bigger influence in the area than would be healthy for the town and the area.
So when we discovered there might be four people who are trying to kill your man, Picker, here, or at least steal his saddlebags, we tried to broker some sort of peace in the desert. And I've got to say, and I'm sure Mr. Picker will agree, it didn't go well. There's two men out in the desert now who are dead because they tried to bring matters again. Now, I'm about negotiating. I'm not about bringing out the guns.
Hypothetically, says Picker, with a kind of like a little nervous half smile, yeah.
There's nothing going to come back to you on that one. The sheriff hereabouts thinks it was Walt...
Kyler.
Walt Kyler.
The Kyler gang. Yeah.
So, as I say, I know nothing about the deal that McGinn's done with you, but there are many good folk in this town who, if they'd known about a deal, would, I'm sure, have struck one equally favourable, if not more favourable to you. And I'm just asking for the opportunity to go back to the town and see if we can't raise some sort of counteroffer, or to convince you, if there's no time for that, that if you want to work with us in Jornada Springs, we are open to that work and we will not double-cross you like I am sure the McGinns will. I got no proof, but I'm sure they stole your cattle.
Well, shall we see what this package contains, gentlemen?
That would be of great interest.
It is great honour that you didn't do now to investigate it.
Hey, so much of life is so predictable. I enjoy a little bit of melodrama once in a while. He flicks open a knife and it cuts across the package.
And it's a bomb!
Explodes and we all die.
It's not a bomb. And he opens it up and a letter dropped out and he looks at it and turns it over and you can see it's got for the attention of Mr. J. Chisholm Esquire, and he puts that to one side and he looks and brings out basically wads of money and he kind of looks through it, dropping it on the desk.
Counting it out.
$1,000. A lot of money. A lot of money. See, it's a lot of money that... You know, I place a lot of trust in my men and men like Picker and Mikhail Kerman.
Oh yeah, we met him as well.
But okay. Now let's have a look at this letter. And he opens up the letter and he reads it. And he goes, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Have a read, gentlemen. I'll enlighten you as to what Mr. McGinn's offer is.
Dear Mr. Chisholm, greetings from here down south in the Rio Grande Valley. I fear we may have got our relationship off on the wrong foot, and I humbly apologise for any misunderstanding that may have thus far come between us. Misunderstanding, eh? Stealing of cattle, that's quite a big misunderstanding. While I have not the preeminence of a great man like you, I have some local influence and standing. I know, for example, of the troubles you've been facing in around Tularosa, as well as Lincoln County, and the whereabouts of said troublemakers. I'm sure if we gave a friendship the chance to grow, we'd both benefit in our ambitions. You, to have unfettered access to eastern New Mexico, and me, the granting of certain Spanish land claims I currently have lodged with New Mexico attorney Catron in Albuquerque. Your man Picker has proven loyal to you and wise. Sadly, I cannot say the same about his partner Kerman. You need not worry, as I have dealt with Mr. Kerman on your behalf, and hopefully in a way of which you would approve. Consider it a down payment on our future friendship and the shared prosperity we may gain as a result. The $1,000 is additional recompense to you from me for any inconvenience these events may have brought upon you. I look forward to receiving the titles for my new Spanish lands next to the Rio Grande in the next few weeks, an event that will free me to concentrate on issues in Tularosa and Lincoln on your behalf. Yours in trust, Donald McGinn. Junada Springs, New Mexico.
What happened to the other...
Kerman. Kerman? No idea.
But it sounds like he came to a nasty end. Certainly McGinn is claiming that.
As he reads out, I look at Pinker. And
Picker.
I look at Picker, and what's his reaction to that?
He's looking uncomfortable.
But not shocked.
Not shocked.
Ah, so implying he kind of knew that, what happened to Kerman?
So, gentlemen, what do you make of that? And how would you advise me in terms of my actions in light of that letter?
So,
he seems to be making me quite a useful offer.
It is a useful offer. And
so, Tularosa and Lincoln County, where are they in relation to...
If you go back to your main map.
And do we know anything about any event?
Yeah. Tularosa is here, and Lincoln County. That's Lincoln there, and Lincoln County is over here.
And do we know of any events that have been happening around those?
Well, historically, we know the Lincoln County Wars, which
is 6 years hence.
Yeah, so in the future. So no, we don't know about those then.
So there are currently, you do know that there are tensions building between different cattle barons in eastern New Mexico, which has led to some violence, and there's a lot of feuds and factionism.
Well, at least he's given you recompense for the cattle. How much? I have no idea about this, so this is player to you, but roughly.
Player to GM.
Yeah. How much was that herd of cattle that we saw being traded worth, do you suppose?
Oh, not $1,000.
More than $1,000?
No, less.
Less than $1,000.
Less. Yeah. Considerably less. It wasn't a big... As cattle herds go, it wasn't a big herd.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could then make an educated guess that that $1,000 is a lot more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's paid you back and more for the stolen cattle. Makes me wonder how many where that money comes from. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm not sure that we can match that. I have no idea about these fellows. But
so I mean, gentlemen, I mean give me a compelling reason why I shouldn't accept Mr. McGinn's generous offer of friendship and of using his local influence to help smooth ruffle feathers and pave the way for my business interests to go ahead.
McGinn is not the sort of fellow that smooths ruffled feathers. Let's get that right.
No, he's more a man who ruffles feathers and...
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to ruffle feathers to smooth those ruffled feathers.
That doesn't make no sense to me.
No, I'm not sure that makes any sense to me. You get the sense that Chisholm is kind of, this is almost like a game. He's enjoying it. This is kind of a diversion. This is just a bit of fun. Yeah.
McGinn does not create a an atmosphere conducive to business running smoothly. McGinn is out for himself and himself only.
Most businessmen are out for themselves and themselves.
Yeah, but there's got to be a deal of cooperation, hasn't there, for trade to happen?
Well, there has to be an agreement somewhere along the line, of course.
McGinn is, you know, he may well be. I don't know what your difficulties are in these places, and I'm sure that McGinn would spill blood on your behalf. Because McGinn, it seems, likes to spill blood. My partner's brother being a prime example of that. But I would say that the best trade happens in a peaceful town where folk get along. McGinn will not give you that. Neither enjoy.
I'd also ask about Mr. Kerman. Mr. Chisholm, Mr. McGinn here is claiming that he was disloyal to you, and that implies that he has killed him as a result of that. Is that
did he do anything weird? I can't remember the campaign.
Kerman,
no. So this is
met him with Picker.
Yeah,
and you had a conversation with him.
We had interactions with your man Picker and Kerman over this whole deal.
This seems very convenient that Mr. McGinn has killed your man and then claimed that it was as a result of his disloyalty to you. Mr. Picker, can you shed any light on that? What does McGinn mean by Kerman being disloyal to Mr. Chisholm?
Well, I can't particularly. Kerman and I had a bit of a falling out over whether we should even talk to McGinn and hear what he had to say. We did find evidence that McGinn had been receiving Mr. Chisholm's stolen cattle. Kerman was of the mind to come and report that immediately. I was of the mind to see if there was a counter offer.
Yeah, you've done very well, Mr. Picker, in getting this letter and that $1,000.
Which Mr. Chisholm.
But it does sound like Mr. Kerman was still very much working in your interest, Mr.
$1,000 off.
And in fact, the only individual he was working against was
Kerman, and I
was McGinn.
Parted ways, and I knew he was riling the McGinns, so I'm not surprised to hear that he may have come to a bitter end. But I haven't seen or spoken to him for.
But that does suggest that
some time
McGinn killed Kerman, not because he was being disloyal to you, Mr. Chisholm, but because he was, as you say, riling the McGinns. He killed him because he riled him, not because he was being disloyal to you. That's, very disingenuous way to describe that event then in that letter.
McGinn is offering to be a criminal on your behalf, Mr. Chisholm. And you may want a criminal in your heart.
I don't want criminals in my organisation, obviously, yeah.
What do you want is honest men.
Strong men who stand up for their rights and what's proper.
But honest men who stand by their word and don't mislead about the reasons for their actions.
I'll say this. I've been an honest man. I have stood up against Mr. Pinker here.
Picker.
Fuck it. I will, we have
our disagreements. You say it's Pinker and he'll start saying Picker.
Yeah.
We have our disagreements with him. We've had our disagreements, but we have got along. So much so that Mr. Picker has arranged this meeting, for which I'm grateful. What I'm saying to you is, if there is no illegality involved, we could represent you in this place, Tularosa and Lincoln County, and in Jonada Springs, better than this liar and thief will ever do.
You're offering to work for me as a agent of interest.
Well, depends.
It sounded like you were offering to work for me as an agent of interest.
This man is offering to be your agent, is what I'm saying, in return for certain benefits. I am not convinced that he will follow through on the promise in the way that you expect him to.
On the grounds of his uncommonly poor nature.
Uncommonly what?
Poor nature,
yes. On the grounds, I do not think this man has a good milk bone in his body. His wife might, but she has little influence on him. What I'm saying is, you deal with us, you deal with honest men.
And so you are offering to be my agents of interest down in southern New Mexico.
I look at you.
And extend and work on my behalf in Tularosa and Lincoln County to further the business interests of the Chisholm Enterprise.
Offering to be your spokesman, yeah. I'm not offering to do anything illegal.
I'm not asking you to do anything illegal.
Yeah, I think we could. We'd bring a bit of extra income into the ranch.
And
we haven't made extravagant land claims. I don't know what his claims are. But ours are only for the land that we already ranch and have worked on. I suspect, I don't know, but I suspect he's looking to get that land out from under us and from under a number of families here.
And so I come back to my question of a little while ago. What would you advise me to be my response to this offer?
My advice to you is do not trust McGinn and do not work with him.
So you advise me not to work towards or recommend that his land claims are...
I'm not.
...are ratified. And $1,000, what should I do with that?
Well, he owes you at least a good portion of that for those cows that he sold off, but...
True.
Yeah, it was given freely from him to you. It's not me to say where it should go.
But the fact that he has offered that, pretty much an admission of guilt in the theft of your cattle in the first place. And the fact that he then grovelingly apologises after being caught does
that's
not
the
speak
dead man's family.
Does not speak any better to his character.
Dead man's family, which
Colonel, whatever his name is.
Chairman.
Colonel. I'm gonna get every single name wrong. That's gonna be my shtick.
I think it already is, man.
Yeah, a bit late for that one.
Yeah.
If you ask me to advise how you spend your money charitably, then I'd say a few $100 to Kerman's family might not go amiss. Given it seems, from Mr. Pinker's point of view, and I have no reason to distrust him, that he was, if anything, more loyal than Mr. Pinker to your interests.
Picker.
And
what would you recommend I do with Mr. Picker, following his
Mr. Picker
in this situation?
Mr. Picker has got a deal for you. He tried to do the best thing for you with the offer that Mr. McGinn has given him. That he's taken in by Mr. McGinn is no fault of him. He doesn't know Mr. McGinn as well as myself and my partner and the other townsfolk of Ginata Spring know him.
But yeah, Mr. Picker's clearly working diligently in your interest.
If he has a fault, it is that he did not discuss those interests with us when I offered him to. But why should he? He works for you.
But under much provocation, when he was ambushed on the trail, he hypothetically did not flinch in defence of your interests.
We can be pretty persuasive.
Yeah.
Just ask the sheriff here.
The chef's following you around like a lost-stuck child. Oh, he's so...
So I cannot promise that we would be... You know, we're just a small ranch in town. We have good relations with most of the families in town. I cannot promise that we would have the same influence that McGinn would. I can promise that we will deal with you honestly and follow through on anything we promise. Whereas McGinn could very much not be trusted to do that.
You make a compelling case, gentlemen. You make a compelling case.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a word with my friend, Mr. Catron. And I'm going to take you up on your offer of being my agent in southern New Mexico. And
so we just pulled faces out of the case.
Yeah, what have you done?
And I'm going to commend Mr. Picker for a fine job done in difficult circumstances. And you can kind of see the relief washing off Picker. And a certain amount of gratitude towards coming your way for your comments, yeah. He says, so I'll let me consider the terms, and I will send a letter to you down in Yonada Springs. I understand your ranch is called the Freeman Harleston Ranch.
Indeed, it is our ranch. Yes.
Wait. Look for a letter from me. And I will appreciate your help in Tularosa and Lincoln. And I also understand you're here selling horses.
Indeed, we are. Fine herd. It should be arriving tomorrow.
And you're your first time in Albuquerque?
Yes, it is.
I
believe it is. Yes.
Well, have a good time whilst you're here. On me, and he picks up one of the wadges of $100 and chucks it over to you.
Woohoo!
Thank you much.
That's like 3 months' wages. And he says, "Well, I have other business to attend to, gentlemen.
We're taking too much of your time.
You have.
Yeah, much appreciate the
and goodbye.
Taking time to talk to us, Mr. Chisholm.
Look for my letter.
We will.
Just one more thing."
Cool. And Picker goes and opens the door for you and escorts you out.
And then there's a gunshot.
He doesn't. He just follows you, escorts you to the top of the stairs, and then like watches you go down. Then he goes back and you hear the door shut.
Right. Now, the real business of this campaign is what do we get for our horses?
Yeah. So, the next day, your herd does trail in. So roll a d6 to see what the last few days...
Yeah, well, do you want to roll this one? Because I've rolled the last few and they've been shit. You can take responsibility for the final...
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
Two. Okay, so the herd is skittish, is easily spooked. They're making a bit of a noise as they're being... You know, it's not a very impressive delivery of the herd into town because they are behaving very badly. It's no extra damage in terms of the turn of season business roll. So you'll get +2 to your turn of the season business roll when it comes to the turn of the season.
Cool. Should we do turn of the season now, or is that going to happen next adventure?
So is that +2 from that? So we've already got -1 from a previous roll, so that'll make it +1.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you've done.
What was the -1?
When I rolled a 1 on the one of our previous.
No. Hold on. We were going to get +3 for bringing him to Albuquerque. So yeah. I assume that -1 means we're left with +2.
Where did that -1 come from?
It came from one of the outcome rolls where I rolled a 1.
Oh, on the trail.
Yeah. On the trail.
Okay, no. So it's 3 -1.
So +2.
+2. So by bringing your herd to Albuquerque, you get plus three to your end of turn season roll. But on the way there, you lost one because of the effects of the cattle drive, of the horse drive.
Yeah, so we're left at plus two.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking whether I put in another scenario before the end of season, which I probably will, because it would be good to have Andy in that one. Because that would be two seasons we'll have had without Andy. So I'll do one more scenario in this season and then do the end of season rolls. Or turn of the season rolls. So yeah, you have a good time. You sell your herd. You enjoy your time in Albuquerque. You see Picker around, but he doesn't initiate further contact. And then you ride home, I assume.
Do we catch up?
You will have to pay $60 to your three.
Oh, I've already not.
You've taken that off already.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Do we ever see Paquito or Pachinta?
You don't see Paquito or Milagro Pachinta.
Okay. The only other thing
you do see during those couple of days, Rayburn and Gilchrist's bodies have been brought back.
Yeah.
And the sheriff does find you and says, as the man who reported what's going on, what do you want doing with the bodies?
Well, guess their families are down in.
If we could pack them in ice, we could take them back to Juniata Springs for a proper burial.
Well, that's fine. We will sign them over to you guys, and you can take them back with you.
Yeah, we'd hire a cart,
I think the sheriff will probably pay for that. That's fine. Yeah. We'll provide you with a car to do it.
It's a sad turn of events. Cool. Okay,
there we go. Unless there's anything else you want to do.
I don't think so.
I'm going to sneak into Chisholm's office and kill him. And then the whole Lincoln Wars doesn't happen.
No, Chisholm wasn't behind them, actually. He was a part of the Santa Fe ring that was involved, but he wasn't directly involved in the Lincoln Wars.
No, I
know. I think he was part of the faction, but he wasn't on the ground.
Yeah, perhaps we could start them early.
Yes.
go find the kid that is 8 years old and kill him.
Maybe.
William H. Bonney.
Now that we've stopped the deal with the McGinns, they won't happen anyway.
Oh, yeah, maybe the McGinns are the ones that cause it all to kick off. That's a fair point. Okay, that's the end of the story.
Thank you very much. Now, I am going to go and book some dinner on.
Did you want some experience?
Oh, yes. Experience. Definitely wanted some experience.
So I'm not sure I've got the experience questions, but I also think I probably want to change them a little bit.
I think we might, in the long term, come to regret having put in a lot with Chisholm. I think that might cause some crisis of conscience. Further down the line, I seriously suspect.
What did we have to offer? What we didn't want is McGinn's running the fucking town, did we? So if we have to prostitute ourselves, I told him.
I'm not sure that was on the table, was it? I don't remember offering that.
On the table?
Surprised the meeting went as well, so you put it out on the table.
Podcast
comedy gold.
I've got one experience point.
I've got five, but I know what I'm going for. At least with some.
I think I'll just give you five straight up. Actually,
I've got six experience points.
I've got 10.
So I want to work through the experience questions and then obviously have the next time. We play.
So is it for increasing an ability?
So a skill is 5 to go from any level to any level.
Yeah.
Or to get a level 1. A level 1 talent is 4. A level 2 talent is 6.
Okay, so I'm going for Pistolier level 2.
Yeah, show me the talents again. I've now got 6. So I could.
So you could do a level 2 talent if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
An advanced talent.
Either gambling or authority. Oh, it's quite good, but I don't plan to get in too many duels.
So I'm going to have to now do maps of Colorosa and Lincoln.
Building a lovely campaign expansion.
Well, I am, because I also did maps of Santa Fe and Las Vegas. You haven't had the choice of where you go. The only one I didn't do a map of was Fort Sumner. So I was very pleased.
Damn, we should have chosen that.
Very pleased you said. I was in 2 minds whether to offer it to you even, so I shouldn't probably have bothered.
No.
But you did discard it straight away, which is very good. And again, these are reasonably historically accurate. As kind of historically accurate as I can get them, but with a little bit of...
half a mind. Nonsense. I mean, I know I've pushed my authority this time, so that was my first thought, to go to level 2 authority.
Yeah.
But that's great for duels and shit, but I'm not particularly feeling I need to duel. Whereas the other thing I've done is go on an actual horse drive.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Herd drive, cattle.
Yeah, herd drive.
What are horses as a... Anyway.
Yeah.
Horses. So I was wondering whether I should do Born in the Saddle or something like that.
That would be appropriate given the scenario, wouldn't it?
But also, I kind of feel maybe Calming Manor because, fuck me, that's what I've been using my authority for the
moment. Yeah. So is that, have you got 4 points left then, Tony?
I've got 4 points left now, yeah. I've taken Pistolier level 2.
Which allows you to do what? Which
means whenever I create, I roll 2 and pick the best one.
Ah, yeah. Okay, that's cool, yeah.
Or I could turn my horse into my companion.
You could.
Having gone a long ride with him.
Good old boy.
And named him.
He's now
gone. And ridden 6 hours faster.
That's true. Yeah, that was an epic bit of riding. That might be quite a good one to take, actually, just for
character. Well, I forgot. I have got the Born in Saddle Talent, which I completely forgot.
So you got what?
I Born in Saddle Talent.
So I should have.
You're getting plus one on all those animals.
So I should have been... Yeah, I should have got plus one bonus at all handles related to horses. So yeah, I should have completely missed that. I was not paying attention. It's a sloppy for on a scenario in which I made lots of rules when I was related to horses. So that was a bit careless, but remember that next time.
Well, we can't all remember everything, can we?
No, that's true. Clearly not.
You going for a companion?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So companion level 1 gives you what?
Loyal to the horse. The horse gets a loyal quality.
Okay, cool. So the loyal quality. We're on 9. So it's loyal, it's minus 2 to animal handling for any rider other than the owner. Is that all you get for that level 1?
Yeah, and he'll stay to defend me if I'm downed.
Yeah.
He won't go running off like Rayburn's horse did.
Yeah, so it'll fight to defend. If somebody's trying to get to you, it'll try and stop them. If somebody shoots you from range, then it probably doesn't help very much. But if someone's trying to get to you, it'll try and stop them.
Stand over my dead body.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to drag him away is going to get minus 2. No, we just want to bury the man!
Yeah, exactly. I said no.
You're already railroading. Tales of the Old West is brought to you by Effect. The music is Old West Game by Stu Venable, used with kind permission of the Angry Folk Media Empire. It's just like the last game.